Zvachim, Perikei, Mishnah Zayin, 5, 7, and now we have the Shlamim, which is, again, sort of the primary prototype of Kachim Kalim. It's separated from the previous two of the previous Mishnah because the time frame is a little longer. You have 2 days and the night in between them. And it'd probably be the most common type of korban brought after the Ola. So Shlamim basically come either voluntarily, if you want to bring a korban to Hashem and you want to eat the meat, which is a common thing to do in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, you would bring a Shlamim, a voluntary offering, and that would be, you know, it'd be offered, and then people would eat it, as we describe in a second. There is a whole set of shlam which are actually obligatory. Those are the shalmei chagiga, the korban chagiga, 3 times a year when you come to the Beis HaMikdash as part of the Gemara Galim, the 3 pilgrimage festivals, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. You're obliged, you're obligated to bring, not show up empty-handed to Hashem, but rather to come with 2 kinds of korbanos. One is the Ola, and that's the Ola Sriya, and then also the shalmei chagiga, the celebratory shlamim, which is obligatory and also brought as a shlamim. And then again, throughout the week, each day of Yom Tov, so think, you know, Pesach and Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, you have all these extra days. So you're supposed to eat the Zechiv of Simcha, you're supposed to eat korban meat every day there. So someone has to bring something. So if someone has, let's say, like a you know, a miser to bring, and he can bring that offering, whatever it is, and eat those. But if no one, no other meat around, so you'd bring also someone in the family, whatever it is, one of your friends, someone has to bring shalmei simcha, more shlamim just for rejoicing. That would also be voluntary shlamim. And then they would eat it on the, you'd eat the meat each day on the days of Chol HaMoed, essentially, in Yom Tov. So Mishnah says inside shlamim, kachim kalim. Shlamim have a kachim kalim status, as we explained before. Shkitasim b'chol makom ba'azara, and therefore you can shechta anywhere inside the azara. V'daman ta'un sh'taim b'tanos shehen arba. It has 2 gifts, 2 applications that are on the 4 walls, again, northeast, southwest, like the previous. V'ne'achalim b'chol ha'ir. The meat, whether you're talking about the person who brings it, or the, again, the, we'll see in a moment, the gifts of the Kohanim, or even throughout the walls of the city of Yerushalayim. L'chol adam. They can be eaten by anybody, no restrictions on who, which, you know, in terms of Kohanim and that kind of thing. B'chol ma'achal. It can be eaten in any way, prepared in any way. In contrast to the Pesach, l'shnei yamim v'layla echad, the time frame is bigger than usual, meaning the others. It's just, nothing we've seen before has this big a time frame. So it's 2 days and 1 night. L'chad chili, you should be eating it on that first day and the night afterwards. But b'di'ev, you can eat it on that second day, even though it probably won't taste as good because it's beginning to spoil. But you can eat it on the second day. And in fact, if you didn't eat it on the first day when it's fresh like you're supposed to, you actually must eat it on that second day, because if you don't, that's the Isser of Lina, leaving it over and past the deadline. Which one isn't allowed to do, it's an Isser from the Torah, and therefore, l'chachila day and night, but b'di'evit even that second day. Hamura mehem, the portions that are separated and given to the Kohanim, again, so here we're talking about the chazeh and shok, like we saw in the Toda case, the chest and throat is the chazeh, shok, the right hindquarter. Kayotzeben have the same status, meaning again, it's eaten inside Yerushalayim for up to 2 days, the night between the two. Elishamurim ne'echol kohanim. Except the parts that are given to the Kohanim, the Chazen Shok, can be eaten by the Kohanim themselves, Linashem and their wives, Ulvaneim and their children that live with them, and Abdehem, their slaves, all like we said in the previous Mishnah, we're talking about wives that are Nesuos, married, functionally married to their husbands, children who are living at home or part of the family and not married out daughters, and of Adam we're talking here about specifically an Evid Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, not an Evid Ivri.